This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday evening service of July the 6th, 2002. The summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Chuck Flynn of Orange, California, is the minister of the evening.
Numbers 19, they threw in the hyssop, which is a sponge. They took the ash, they took the heifer without a blemish, never a yoke, never a rope on her. Took her outside the camp. Eleazar the high priest, what did he do? He took her blood, he killed her, and took her blood and put it with his fingers on the tabernacle. How many times? Seven times. We studied in our last session the seven spirits of God. That's where it's at, on you, by the blood covenant. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful how the Bible just is a beautiful woven glory of His countenance. Amen. And so they burned the heifer. They put scarlet in there, cedar wood, and hyssop. Cedar wood is preservation. Hyssop means faith or application, a sponge. And the scarlet, of course, is redemption. They put in verse 10, "And he that gathereth the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even. And it shall be unto the children of Israel and unto the stranger that sojourneth among them a statute." For a statute forever. Now how, in fact, I wish somebody to write a book on a statute forever. It's over and over again. This is a statute forever. This is a statute forever. The covenant of salt, our giving, that comforts and protects our family and our generations when we give a covenant of salt. It's a statute forever. And we forgot it. We don't know what it is. They're all fulfilled in the church and in Jesus. It's a statute forever. So God is saying, I want to come down and minister to you every evening. And when I come down, I don't want any stench. He said at one point, Moses, get everybody to take a shovel when they're relieved. I don't want any stench when I visit you at night. Take a pooper scooper. And so God is saying, the whole generation's got to die off. So every day there was a deceased person. And so he's saying here, take the ashes. That's why the ashes of the red heifer is to lift death off of Israel. Put pure water on the ashes. Have somebody that's clean. Get a basin. Get a sponge. Go over to the tent. Sprinkle the tent. Sprinkle the furniture. Those that took care of the deceased. Sprinkle them. Because I'm going to visit you at sundown. And I don't want any death in Israel. The word sprinkling there is the same word for prophecy. It's nazar, to shoot forth the prophetic authority. Now let's go to Isaiah 52 and verse 14. Isaiah chapter 52. Sorry, I have to fight the clock. I thought we had more time. In verse 14, behold my servant, in verse 13, shall deal prudently, he shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. In verse 14, as many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So the beating of his face is very important here. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Nazah, N-A-Z-A-H. It means to leap up. He will sprinkle. He will use his people to prophesy the glory of his name and the authority. He's going to sprinkle every nation. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. There's going to be a prophetic anointing, a glorious creative word given to the people of the Lord that we will sprinkle the nations. And it's going to be connected with the beating of his face. In Mark 14, verse 16, you can read it later. Keep me on tabs. Mark 14, 60, says, the high priest says, I adjure thee, are you the Son of the Highest? And Jesus said, I am. And the high priest tore his robes, which was the ending of the Levitical priesthood and the beginning of the Melchizedek order through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so then they put a sack over his face. They stepped up and beat him. Dr. Weest says, W-E-S-T, he says they caught him with their fist, bound with his hands behind him. They hit him so hard he went over. Someone else would catch him with their fist, bringing him up, and his face was marred more than any other man. And they said, prophesy to us to see who is hitting you. Prophecy is connected, like healing is connected with his stripes. Prophecy and the gifts of the Spirit are connected with the beating of his face. He's brought us unto the glory of the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. Fulfilling his own scripture. If you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. He lost his life for our sake. And how is he going to find it? He's going to find it when you begin to release the anointing of the Lord in your life and say, thus saith the Lord, and move in the word and authority of Calvary. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the glory of thy name. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Well, it's beautiful. What we just concluded was the authority that was connected there with the beating of his face. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit are involved in the atonement of the beating of his face. Amen?
Amen.
You speak in tongues, you interpret, you bring forth prophecies, wisdom, miracles, words of knowledge and discernment, faith, miracles, and healing, because they are connected with the beating of his face. When you and I move in the glory of the Lord, then he sees himself. He lost his life for our sake. Now, how's he going to find it? He's going to move upon us by the Holy Ghost, and from glory to glory, he's changing us. He's transfiguring us, the Amplified Version says, unto his image. Amen. We will not have a contaminated covenant. We're going to have the authority of the Word of the living God and be released in a new day of divine unction and power and glory. So let the presence of the Father, as Moses had that glory, the pulpits of the land are going to have that anointing of the veil being lifted. And when the Scripture is read, I believe that exposition of Scripture is going to take priority and not hermeneutics or just an expression of sermons. I believe pulpits of the land are going to be charged with the anointing of God. And as Tommy Tenney says, and others, as you pursue and seek the Lord, we're going to see the anointing of the Lord visit his people. Because there's going to be a shooting forth. Someone will be saved, delivered, set free. The glory that excelleth is coming upon the church. And why the Apostle Paul would take a glorious event that of Moses and say, that was nothing. Just wait till you have the Holy Ghost move within you. Amen? The glory that excelleth. Amen. Praise God. Let's praise him again. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Well, amen. Get me a chair out here and we'll minister some that haven't been ministered to. We loose the word of the Lord in your life. Hallelujah. Tonight I want a workshop atmosphere of that precious anointing of the prophetic word, the sprinkling. And that's why we prophesy. We lift death off of the people of the Lord. That's why the ash of the red heifer, as you sprinkle, as you move in the power and the anointing of prophetic utterance and the delivering glory of God, the death lifts. Demonic activity is bound and you're set free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why the Lord said, when I visit you, I don't want any death in Israel. Amen. And that authority is upon you and I. The sprinkle, the glory of the sprinkling of the blood covenant that's within us. You have your voice, but you also have your inner voice, which is the voice of the blood. And even the earth knows your voice. As the blood spoke from the cross and took authority over creation. So we have the power to purify the earth. And I believe that as you speak over your dirt and over the earth, if there's some situation or that has to do with property, you go forth according to Jeremiah 20:29. And speak these words, O earth, 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 hear ye the word of the Lord. And I command all curses to be lifted off you back to the original creation. And you say, O earth, 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 hear ye the word of the Lord. The Father spoke that to Mother Earth to bring forth the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus. So he purified with that authority of his lips. So as you have land or if you have a situation that's concerning you and burdening you, you go take the dirt up and speak to it and purify it. According to Jeremiah 20, verse 29 and 30. And say, O earth, 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 hear ye the word of the Lord. The child of God is going to build on thee or the, whatever the function is. You bind all situations and legal harassments that's over that land, lift all curses back to the original creation, and cleanse your land. And you'll find that God will bless and prosper because the earth hears the voice of the blood within you. Amen. It's not a silly gesture. It's great because we have that divine authority. It's in Romans 8, verse 19, where all creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. And therefore that we have authority over that creation to set them free so there'll be no groaning upon them. We've come into the full stature of the believer in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 20:29 and 30. And then it says, count this man childless. It's talking about Jeconiah and Kaniah. Kaniah especially. These were not mentioned in the lineage of Matthew 1. These were kings in the lineage of David. And God said, they're going to be childless. I'm not going to allow them to bring forth the Messiah through the throne of David. And I will also call them in poverty. He said, they shall not prosper. So he took all authority out of the kingly line of David in Jeremiah 20, 29, and 30. Well, maybe I got it wrong. It's 29 and 30 of something. Will somebody find it? Just go through Jeremiah there. Jeremiah. And so we'll find it. And so that gives us the divine right. That's why Joseph. Is it 22? All right. Thank you. 22, 29, and 30. Just two chapters off. Oh, Lord, help us. We couldn't have polled the word of his power too long with that Anything else? But anyway, that's why the Lord is saying, I'm going to have to go back to Genesis 3:15, pick up the seed of the woman. The Holy Ghost will move on the virgin and bring Isaiah's prophecy to pass. For the Messiah will be born of a virgin. So you count this man childless. David's throne, he's going to have the crown, but he's not going to have the lineage of David. He's going to have a divine presence. And so that's why, but he says, I'm taking away because you kings have sinned past the line of grace. I'm going to lift off all prosperity from the throne of David. That's why it came down to Joseph of Nazareth, who was of the lineage of David, was the king of Israel, but had no power, no money, had to support himself by making cabinets, and was a carpenter. Joseph, because of Jeremiah 22, 29, and 30. Is that something? Praise the Lord. I'm just amazed at how God is. I'm not going to stand for this sin. I want to bring forth the virgin birth, and therefore, but he said it in 29th verse, he spoke to the earth and said, Mother Earth, or Earth, O Earth, 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 get ready. Thus saith the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord. I'm going to bring forth an unusual birthing. And it's going to be my son. And therefore, through the blood of the son, you and I have the same capacity of the Father to speak to the earth. O earth, 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 hear ye the word of the Lord. Amen. You need to purify your land. Anything? What? Well, amen. I tell you, that word is a blessed word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, were you blessed tonight? Anything you did? Yes, honey.
Being the lamb, he couldn't have been Adam's seed or nature, and he couldn't have been Israel. Because his lamb had to be not a spot. And there was none walking the face of the earth.
Right.
But for the sleeping in sin and born underneath it. So God sent a son from that.
He was a lamb before there was a lamb.
Created.
It's beautiful. He was put into the lamb of Moses' day, was put into a pen where they put cloth around the fencing so it would not scar him, or he wouldn't have any blemish of his eye, or the little bone in the back of his leg that the shepherd would break when he wandered off. It's a little bone there. They checked him for how many days? 4 days. So in Jesus' day, they examined him. They examined him religiously by the Sadducees, talking about this woman that had the 7 brothers. And Jesus said, you do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. So he passed the examination religiously. Governmentally, they said, should we pay tithes to Moses, or should we give to Moses or to Caesar? He says, well, show me a coin whose image is on it. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. They knew what he meant. That we're created after, and they were created in the image of God. Therefore, you pay your taxes and give unto the Lord. But the greatest giving you can do is give your life back to him that created you. His image is on you. I thought that was pretty good. He was examined governmentally. He was examined in society. Who is my neighbor? And he said, then he told about the Good Samaritan and how that your neighbors, that one in need, or that story. He passed that examination, and he was examined in a judicial examination by Pilate. Pilate said, I see no fault in him, find no fault in him. And so, but Pilate, he said that over and over again. I find no fault in him. So he was examined by the judicial system of mankind, and but the people still said, crucify him. So he was examined four times as the Lamb of God by religion, by government, by society, and by the legal system of the world. So now when we come to the communion table, all he wants us to do is examine ourselves when we partake of his bread and his blood. Hallelujah. We examine ourselves so that we are forgiven and cleansed and healed. Amen. Praise God. Any other question that I can't answer? You're just boiling, aren't you, with revelation. Hallelujah. Just let her loose. Amen. Well, it's good to be here. Our time's getting by. I think Brother Kent, Glenn was... Who's a new creation?
The way. And if any man's in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things have passed away. I make all things new. And I've just been dumb enough to accept that.
Amen.
And I tell the folks, I think I've said it here. If he's made all things new, then I got a new body. I don't need another one.
Yeah.
I got a new mind, the mind of Christ. And even give me a new language, speaking tongues. So I don't know.
That's pretty good.
That's the way I feel about the children of God. You're a new creation, and you belong to God, and ain't no curses in that thing either. Me and Glenn don't agree on that, but I won't accept that. Because God came to take us out from under the curse.
Yes.
And to you claim it, you have to declare it and claim it.
Yes.
Somebody said, name it and claim it. Yes, sir. And somebody said, grab it and have it. Yes, sir. If you don't grab it, you'll never have it. God is doing something to us and make us declare to the world who we are.
Yes.
And God is going to back it up with signs and wonders. When Moses stepped out and obeyed God, God granted all those miracles. Moses didn't do it. God done it through him. When he said, now you stretch out your rod, the rod stepped out and stretched out, the waters rose up like a heap, and the wind blew the bottom of that old muck in the bottom of the ocean, dried it up. Israel walked over there dry shot. But when Egypt got in there, the chariots mired down, and the water went, whoo-hoo!
Do that again. That was a good one.
And he said, you're never going to see the Egyptians anymore.
Right.
The water took them all away, and Israel never did see the Egyptians anymore. But God done the miracle. We've done better realize we want to do a lot of things.
Right.
God is going to show, now this is what this Spirit has shown me.
Amen.
That God is going to do miracles for our sake.
Amen.
And are going to reveal to that out there that we are the sons of the living God. You don't have to put on a show. You don't have to put on an act. God's going to show.
Do it, Father.
Faithful to him. The blessings of God and the mercies of God. And he's going to have a rich bunch of people, too. He ain't going to have a bunch of poverty-stricken saints. It's time we begin to tell God, we need this and we need that. But you better do some sowing. Whenever there's a need for the kingdom of God, give it. There's no better, nothing. Under the shining heavens, this is great for you to support as the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You can have CDs, you can have $500,000 and put it in the bank, but you better take it out and use it and give it to the kingdom of God. Then ask God for a return. Ask God for a harvest. He said, you prove me. You know, we never knew.
Get your offering out for the speakers.
Yeah, wait a minute. You're not through. I want her to go down the aisle, and we're going to give an offering to the speakers right now. Is that all right, Brother Glenn? Just give a love offering to all the speakers. Go ahead, hon. Preach a little bit. You're all right. Let's give a good offering now.
There's change this time.
Brother Glenn has a lot of...
And God's going to change the very elements of the earth and make us a new heaven and the earth.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. We've got to...
Unlada basa, unlada maha.
And we're going to humble our hearts till God can use us.
Keep preaching now. We're not giving. We want you to preach. Keep going, hon. Well, keep preaching. They'll take it.
Go to the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Go and tell God you need a harvest back.
Mm-hmm.
I know people, and I've seen their testimony. I've seen the results of this. I was in a meeting where they sold about $500,000 in one meeting. I sat there and listened to it, and he said, now, if you don't get a revelation of this, because it's got to come a revelation of what God is doing, a revelation knowledge.
That's the key.
And I thought, God, and the town where the meeting was held, three men in that town, businessmen, sent checks for $25,000 as a seed.
Mm-hmm.
And was asking that their business increase.
Isn't it?
And
wonderful.
God does it. Don't look to the man to do it. God does it.
And when you sow your seed, don't feel bad later on that the enemy says, oh, you shouldn't have gave that. Don't put weeds on your seed. Don't let weeds grow.
There's got to be a seed of resurrection filling in us before there will be we can rest.
Keep going, hon. You're doing good.
See, this is a seed sown to the kingdom of God. You're going to reap a harvest asking for it. If you want healing in your body, if you want strength, if you want your children filled with the Holy Ghost,
amen.
By asking.
Amen.
You see, God wants us to ask Him.
Let your request be made known.
God's going to give you back a harvest. And don't think the preacher doing it because he gets... That this is not God's order. It's mm-hmm. But the minister should be preaching it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about Glenn said the other night. There's a way for God's people that's going to have reap and have the world wealth. If they come out of Egypt and brought out the gold and the silver, there wasn't a feeble one in their midst.
Amen.
Not in their tribe. Not one feeble one.
Not one.
And they brought out all the gold and silver. God done that. I can just see. Them old Egyptian women, they hated the Israelites. I was mean to them. But when God said, you go and borrow their earrings and their gold and their jewels, I can just see them coming in there and asking them. And then God said, I'll make you find favor in this house. I can just see those Israelites, Egyptians saying, okay, honey, just take them.
Hallelujah.
Joseph found favor in prison with God.
Mm-hmm.
So God's going to let us find favor. And I can say that He's doing that very thing for His children. Let's live in the capacity that Jesus purchased for us.
Pray over that offer. Lay your hands on that offering. Yeah, go ahead. Pray for it. Dedicate it to the Lord.
Father, we bring this to you. The people have sowed. In faith and confidence in you. Now, whatever the harvest they ask for, we agree. You, Lord, will grant it for them.
Amen.
Make them to know that you're God.
Make them to know.
Make them to know that you hear their cry.
Yes, Father.
You see their need, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You see the need of healing. You see the need of anointing upon our lives.
Yes.
You see our children need to be brought to you. Now, Lord, grant these things that they have asked for as they gave this money.
Yes.
For the kingdom of God.
Amen. Give it to Brother Glenn. Amen, amen.
I
Okay.
That the anointing and goodness of God continually flows through you. Now, I threw you through your enemies. You said, love your enemies. Do you love them? Not only your friends and your sinful, but you love your enemies. And you begin to pray for your nation. You begin to pray for the kingdom of God that we are.
We are.
And all the knowledge and wisdom to establish and prove that God still lives. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Loose the glory. Loose the glory. Yes, we receive it, Lord. We believe it. We receive it. Amen. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just praise the Lord. Yes.
Glory to God.
Because you've sowed the seed, and the righteousness of the Lord shall go before thee, and thou shalt see thy seed be put on good ground, and I will bring forth my glory and my anointing. For the goodness of the Lord shall bless you, and you'll break forth on the right and on the left. For it's a new day of the compassion of my presence. For the throne room anointing is upon your dwelling, and you will feel that comfort of Zion. For the anointing of the Lord shall bless you, and your words will be strong and creative, and will bring forth the joy and the glory of the Lord. For I put you in command because you've given and obeyed this night. I've given you command over your situation, saith the Spirit. Amen, amen. Whatever you're having to deal with, you've got authority over it. Oh, hallelujah. I want to pray for Gilbert's wife there, hon. Would you come forward? And then others that want ministry, you can get in line here. Thank you, Jesus. Give me a chair here, about right here, not in front of me, but right there, so I can lay hands upon them. Ilabariki posho shimaoyati, aleket singi devotion karamarati, moje, huleyamba toko son talabarandai. For ye, you've taken your harp down off of the willow. Because of certain situations, the Lord has embraced thee again with the call of Zion. And the anointing of the Lord shall quicken and restore what the pommel worm and cankworm tried to take from you. But yea, that which was robbed shall be restored, and my anointing shall bless you mightily. But your character and the joy of the Lord, yea, I am pleased to walk with thee, because your spirit has been in tune with my grace. And yea, you have kept these things in your heart, and the anointing of the Lord shall bless you mightily with wisdom and perfect that which I have begun. I've touched your emotions. The back of your head is the center of emotion. I've given you the glory of the full stature of the believer. For yea, I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works within you. I've healed and strengthened you and encouraged you, and your confidence shall be restored, because the hand of the Lord's anointed your hands, and you'll see the signs follow, and you'll see the miracles that I promised you over 12 years ago. The anointing of the Lord shall restore my word. So be bold and be strong. You've come into the kingdom for such a time as this, and the glory of the unveiled face is upon thee, and thou shalt speak my glory and set many free. For yea, you have come into the kingdom for such a time as this, and the virtuous woman anointing is upon thee, for thou art more precious than rubies, saith the Lord. Oh, Shandala Barandala Bashandala Mahai. I have covered thee, yea, with the anointing of the garments of linen, and thou art a priest. Hallelujah! A holy priesthood unto me, 1 Peter 2:5, and a royal priesthood, 1 Peter 2:9, and the anointing of my commission shall be great. And you're going to speak my word and see many set free because you have the vision that I have brought forth from the potter's wheel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Thank you, dear. May the Lord refresh you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just sit down. Loose that joy. Loose the commands, yea, of my anointing. For the Lord will refresh you and restore. And my peace and my joy is around about you. For surely I've cocooned you in my ever-loving kindness. And thou shalt see my glory go before you. And I will bring forth my anointing. And yea, my son, you're a son of consolation. You have a definite, sincere, yea, sensitivity, and you're going to release the discernment that I've given you and touch from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Strength shall go before you, and I've given you, yea, a blessed sense of humor, for great joy has been given unto thee, and thou shalt set many free and know the plans and purposes of our God shall set the captive free. And those that you're believing for, I've sent the word and healed them so that you'll know that they shall not be in any kind of incarceration, imprisonment. They are free, saith the Spirit, because you've addressed the throne. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Take your time. Ora messi la baranda le boschon de la baranda. And because the Holy Ghost shall lift up the banners of life, thou art set free, and my hand shall be upon thee. Surely the will of the Lord be done, for I have sealed thee with the covenants of Zion and the strength of my words upon thee, for I have given you the birthright of authority. And thou shalt see the anointing of the Lord and the visions of the Lord that I have inspired you with. You will be strong in me. Angelic visitations of peace shall be around about your dwelling, for I will strengthen you down through your spine and down through your nervous system. I've released you in a new day of enjoyment and divine release and joy, because the Lord will work within thee. Yea, this is the authority that I've given you, that the Holy Ghost fire shall be upon thee, and the tongues of authority shall go before you, for you will know my word with grace. And yea, I have brought you out to bring you in. Amen, amen. God bless you. Oh, Harold and Barbara. Oh, I see. Thank you, Glenn. Glenn's right. Say your first name. Yes. Oh. Oh, thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
Tom.
Tom, the strength of my word shall go before you, and my ways are not your ways, but I will open thine eyes to see the beauty of my love and the grace of the Lord God. You have seen and have discerned certain events and characteristics, yea, of the future. I will breathe upon my people. I will bring forth the blessing and financial strength is loosed this night. Because this was a crescendo of victory, and the authority of the Lord in our midst, yea, has been sealed, and the seal of my provision is loosed within you. For you will help others to know the prosperity of the Lord is at hand. Amen. And I will use you because the ministry of life shall flow through you, and that glory of my authority shall be within thee as a great blessing. You are the armor bearer of my love, and many shall be set free in a gracious manner because I have used you and will use you, that you shall know my peace, and great joy shall go before you.
You go out of your way to be at the right place the right time. You're faithful to my house. Therefore, I'll be faithful to your house. Amen. God bless you. Diane, you have the banners of my anointing and the glory of my heart. Yea, the mantle of fire and the glory of my word shall go before thee. For surely the Lord's lifted up your eyes into the hills, from which cometh thy help. The strength of the Lord shall go before you, and my peace and my joy is over thee. So, my daughter, you have stand and you have stood and you stand in the gap. You will make up the hedge, and the anointing of my zeal shall go before thee. For surely the Lord has tempered thee. As you teach others, my strength and my joy is upon thee. And I will use you mightily that you will transform. I will use your mouth as a great instrument, a tool of carving and a tool of shaping and bringing forth the glory of the Lord. For I will bless and heal and strengthen you, and that in your metabolism is healed. For the strength of my word shall not return void, but you will see the Lord is gracious and will bless your home, because, yea, you have taken time to be holy, just to be an encouragement. Now I will walk with thee, and men shall give unto thy bosom. Amen. You're going to receive a blessing from afar. Amen. That what was it, Strong?
Robert.
Robert? That strength of my words upon thee, my son, be diligent in the thoughts, and the ways, because I will bless you mightily. I say unto thee that you will set many free out of a religious error. As I told them through Isaiah, you have short beds and narrow covers. You're never going to relax in the situation and belief. But come on in to the authority of the Holy Ghost, and I will use you, my son, to be filled with my spirit, to come forth with great joy and set many free. Hallelujah! And healing power shall flow down through thy life. Because I told you that these signs will follow them that believe. Therefore, I'm going to quicken, I'm going to restore, I'm going to refresh the vision of divine healing, and strength shall go before you. Amen. Legal harassment that would have tried to rob you is going to be turned around, and I will bless you mightily that you're not going to be robbed, but you will be restored, saith the Spirit. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Tommy,
the strength of my words upon thee, for yea, the high arm covenant of Abraham has been sealed to thy life, and therefore, yea, you will look up, for your redemption is nigh. For I am the author and the finisher of your faith, and I will strengthen and bless and glorify my name within you. I have sent the word and rebuked the devourer. And over that loved one, you'll see them set free. The shackles are falling off. The glory of the Lord is at hand. And therefore my peace shall bring it to pass. And yea, my understanding shall be upon thee. For you're not alone. You're bought with a price. And this tremendous feeling of depression at times, I've rebuked the accuser of the brethren. I've lifted that off of you, and you shall be strong and do exploits. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sandria, my hands upon thee, for the sword of my mouth is lifted up, yea, into thy heart. And therefore, yea, the anointing of the Lord doth cry out. And as Nehemiah, yea, I had a sword, saith the Lord, and I had a troll. And yea, Nehemiah had a troll and a sword. And I have given you the troll and the sword. You will build the wall, and you'll also war a good warfare. And my hand and my authority is around about you, and your home shall be blessed. And great friction is lifting from you, because that problem is not solved, it's dissolved. I've breathed on it by the Holy Ghost fire. And tonight you have felt the release. And my authority shall go before thee for great strength and joy. is within you. Now praise me and keep on believing and strengthening yourself in the Lord. For as David enlightened himself in the Lord, you will glorify my name. For I have loosed it, and what I've begun I will fulfill. Amen. It's already done.
Diane,
the authority of my heart shall go before thee, for we will walk together and agree. For I say unto thee, if any two of you agree as touching any one thing, there's been disharmony in a situation in thy life, but the word agree means symphono. It means a symphony. It means a harmony. I'm going to bring harmony and an authority of financial strength. And therefore, the Lord's going to promote you and lift off of that which was robbed from you. I'm going to restore it, saith the Spirit. And my peace is upon thee, and thy feet shall be ordered of the Lord, and you're going to be at the right place at the right time. There's an inner confidence that the Lord's going to bring forth within you, a great joy, a strength, and you will not look at situations or that which tried to pull your spirit, but I have embraced thee with a glorious soaring with the eagles, and a gracious love has cocooned you, and around about your loved ones, you're going to see the Lord undertake beautifully. Amen. Evelyn, lift up your eyes and behold the anointings of my grace, for the fields of the Lord is ready for you, and I will bless you mightily, and thou shalt see the anointing loosed within you, and a new realm of spiritual perception. The strength of my fire shall be upon thee, and thou shalt be released by the Most High God. That which I had done about 2 years ago and told you and showed you the vision of it, the angelic host of the Lord have been dispatched for thee. And thou shalt know my power in the ring of fires around about you. And I will be strength in the midst of her, for the grace of the Lord has sent the word this night, and thy sleep shall be sweet. And therefore you have received Proverbs chapter 3, and great anointing shall go before you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brenda,
you will walk with great power, and anointing shall be stirred up within you, because you will be, yea, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor's not in vain in me. I will touch you with power and glory. I will embrace thee with my authority. For it's a new day, and the hand of the Lord shall bring it to pass. My daughter, you're going to walk in the smoothness and the glory of my name. That which tried to be a hard way, that which tried to be a put down, and they meant it for evil, but I'm lifting that off of you. I have a boomerang anointing around about you. I have sent it back to its source. No friction and no plague will come nigh your dwelling. You're set free and healed by the wonderful glory of our God. And through your back and through your body, the anointing has broken the yoke. In the lower part of your abdomen, in that intimate area, that which tried to be an infection and a chronic condition is rebuked and lifted off of thee by the stripes of the Lord thy God, and you will set others free. You have faith, operate it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear. Oh, bless your heart. Oh, bless your heart. She's tired. We just reach your hand out toward our dear sister. Loose the refreshing, Father. Loose. For this is the rest. And this is the refreshing that I will bring you into, saith the Spirit. Refresh this body and this mind. Refresh every area and every limb. Let the anointing be upon her. For thou shalt see the refreshing of the Lord. For thou shalt be lifted up into the cleft of the rock. And the hollow of my hand that I put Moses while I showed him my glory. My daughter, do not fear. You see certain things that are a difficult situation, but in that cleft of the rock, I'm going to show you my glory. Hallelujah. The anointing of my presence shall be upon thee, and the strength of the Lord, and your countenance will shine, for the glory is in the face of the Lord thy God, and it is I, the Lord Jesus, who will walk with thee and talk with thee, and we will have fellowship one with another, for the fire of my presence is upon thee, and thy loved ones will know the Lord has cocooned you in his hand. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, dear. Praise the Lord. May your steps be strong. May your limbs be strong and healed by the power of the living God. For my hand's upon thee for good, and thou shalt be an inspiration unto many. Amen.
She is a prayer warrior.
Hmm? Intercessory prayer.
Yes. See, we met you in California, but Joe went to be with the Lord just in May.
Is that right? Is that near?
He had cancer. Been cancer.
Yeah, he passed away in May.
But God, oh, he's joyful and happy, and he.
Oh, you better believe it. Well, that's
yes.
So good, though, that
I
the Lord is comforting you.
Yes, it's just.
Oh, good. Well, we just praise God. We love you, and we know the Lord's encamped around about you. Amen. Everybody speak in tongues. I just feel the Holy Ghost. For you'll know that my word shall not return void, but you'll know that I will accomplish what I please, that I will walk with thee, and you can boldly say, the Lord is with me.
Amen.
Therefore, the anointing of my presence is around about you, my darling, so that the strength of my word shall go before thee, and thou shalt see the glory of the Lord, and my peace and my joy shall use you mightily to encourage others.
Amen.
For yea, you sat where they sit. You walked where they're walking. Therefore, you'll be able to encourage many. For I will walk with thee, and I will use you mightily, that thou art loose this night in the secret place of the Most High. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody help me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ruby, you will be strong in me, and you'll know that my hand's upon thee. And I will, as Elisha said, Lord, open my servant's eyes. I'm going to open your inner eye. You're going to see there's more with you than there are with them. You're going to see the Lord unzip the spiritual world. Hallelujah. That you will know the chariots of fire, and the anointing of my commission shall be great upon thee. For therefore the Lord does speak through thee. You are loosed as the oracle of thy God. I will bless you mightily. Thou shalt rest in me, and the peace of the Lord shall be upon thee. For I brought you into the kingdom. I brought you here for such a time as this, and will use you mightily. For this is your finest hour. Amen. Glory to God.
Robbie.
Uh-huh. I've lifted up the banners of life and the glory of my banners. And Jehovah Nissi is your banner. Therefore, I will bring you into the authority and the victory. For the battle's not yours, it's mine. The Lord has already gone before thee with the tactics and the strategy of eternal wisdom. I've loosed within thee that wisdom. I've loosed within thee the factors of my provision. And the Lord will give you great peace that I will provide. I am Jehovah Jireh, and my strength and my peace is healed, and the blessing of the Lord's around about you. Therefore we shall, just rest, and you will sit at my feet and know that I'll make a way where there is no way, and you will be encouraged to go through that door and minister, and that will be open and no man's going to shut it. For a great opportunity is loosed upon thee, and we will rejoice together. Be strong, because the Lord has opened up an effective door. Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Randy,
that peace of the Lord, I have given thee, my son, I will rejuvenate. Yea, as Elisha plowed the field with the 12 yoke of oxen. It was very hard, but he said, put another yoke on there. There's been hard situations you've had to face, but yea, you've had the determination of the Holy Ghost to move out in peace and glory. I've laid my hand upon thee for good, and the anointing shall restore and revive. And that which was robbed I will restore, saith the Spirit. And I will bring you into the kingdom for such a time. And the victory of the Lord shall go before thee, for thou shalt not be, yea, stripped and left naked, because I will clothe thee with my faith and my anointing. And I will restore what the palmer worm and canker worm and caterpillar tried to take from you. The ministry is restored. The glory of my name is restored. The peace of the Lord shall bless you mightily. For I will give you, I will give you the steps of a righteous man. And a man's gifts will make room for him and take him before great men. And you will stand in the holy place. And you will stand before me, because you've been the armor bearer, faithful. Yea, to my anointing, I will bless you mightily with the strength and purposes of Calvary. You will set many free. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You're going to be restored financially, graciously. Amen. That peace of the Lord shall go before you, my son, that my authority has been loosed within thee. And thou shalt not waver, but yea, I have released you in a new level of glory and given you wisdom and purpose. And thou shalt be at the right place at the right time. For I've sealed you with the purposes of the Lord, that you may know the length and breadth and depth and height of my love, and that you will be guided into the glory of the Lord. For I will take you by the hand and lead you on graciously. For yea, you will walk circumspectly. That means you'll be well aware of situations that I've released upon thee, and I will show you things to come. For the Spirit of truth, yea, shall be gracious unto you. And as you look to me, the word of the Lord shall grow within you, and you shall be at the right place at the right time. Amen. Praise the Lord. One more. What's your first name?
Mm-hmm.
Tina, the anointing of the Lord's with you, for I will embrace you, and I've sealed your forehead with Ephesians 1:13. I've sealed you with the Holy Ghost of promise. I brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. Loose that glory. And yea, the enemy would, the accuser of the brethren, would try to warp and try to deceive and try to burden you until you say, well, I guess I failed God. I guess I missed His will. I guess I'm just in His permissive will. But I say unto thee, you did not fail me. You did not go in another direction, because you got up and you kept going toward me. Yea, I have forgiven. Forget it. You just went through a teaching process. And I'm going to bless you and strengthen you because I've forgiven. Come on into the kingdom and the glory of my name because you got up and you kept going toward me. I have melted thy life and molded thy heart. And I brought the loose ends together that I've restored great joy within you. And your old self, not your old self, but a new self will be restored. The fresh joy of the Lord shall go before thee, and you'll see that I do all things well, for the desire of your heart is on its way. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Rock?
Ron. You will know my power, and you'll know the seal of my love, for the glory and the anointing of the Lord shall bless you mightily. For yea, you will see the anointing of the songs of the degrees. And yea, the songs of the degrees is within you. For I will lift you in to one step at a time, and the glory of my name shall bless you. And you shall, I brought you out to bring you in, and I'm going to bring you into my jurisdictions of wisdom and the anointings of my purpose. And that which tried to be a great rejection in thy heart. But I say unto thee, I'm going to raise you above it. And you will be healed and strengthened. And the glory of my name shall bless you mightily. For you shall know my power and my anointing will break the yoke. For I have brought you in to prosperity of glory. As tonight the yoke was broken off of thee. And you'll see the Lord provide graciously. You will be restored now that the Lord has moved within thee with the cleansing anointing. You will stay around anointing ministries and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Amen.
Amen.
God restore.
Will I be last?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hatikamo yapo shekanimio tabokena. Because my son, the strength of my name shall go before you. The power and the jurisdiction of my glory. I've given you a local anointing, but I've also given you an international zeal. As I gave you favor with many, and they've been thrust throughout the whole earth, I will bless you with glory and knowledge. And this, at the season of your life, you're called upon. Yea, in many areas, you're in a great tug of war. But I'm going to bless you with wisdom. I'm going to give you sustenance. And provision. And you will say, the Lord is good, for he's caused my spirit to rest. You will enter into a great rest that, yea, you've been prepared for. And I will bless you to be a liaison and to minister and to travel and to speak at conferences and to be a restoration to the body of Christ. For I'm raising up many with the fire and the anointing of my glory. And that vision of strength that I have done within you is not done in a corner. It's going to be expressed. Yea, in many areas, you will be called upon to glorify my name and set the captive free into high office. You will be equipped to set them free as they are hungry for deliverance. Amen. I mean high office. Amen. Praise God. It'll surprise you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our sister needs a touch of healing, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we rebuke this weakness and illness. Command it to lift off of her right now. I think, be healed in the name of Jesus. Set her free, Father. Move through her body, rebuke the fever. Command in Jesus' name for whatever the cause is. Lord, lift it off of her in Jesus' mighty name. Be healed. Glory to God. Amen. That this attack against her, that infection, is lifted off of her, and this intimate situation of upheaval in her lower part of her body is rebuked. It's cursed and lifted from her, and her mind will be set free. She'll have a good night. She's healed by the stripes of the Lord, but there's other reasons for this. For you shall know my power, and my anointing will break the yoke, for I have brought you in to prosperity of glory, as tonight the yoke was broken off of thee, and you'll see the Lord provide. Graciously, you will be restored. Now that the Lord has moved within thee with the cleansing anointing, you will stay around anointing ministries and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Amen.
Amen.
God restore.
Will God be last?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Because my son, the strength of my name shall go before you, the power and the jurisdiction of my glory. I've given you a local anointing, but I've also given you an international zeal. As I gave you favor with many, and they've been thrust throughout the whole earth, I will bless you with glory and knowledge. And this, at the season of your life, you're called upon. Yea, in many areas, you're in a great tug of war. But I'm going to bless you with wisdom. I'm going to give you sustenance and provision. And you will say, the Lord is good, for he's caused my spirit to rest. You will enter into a great rest that, yea, you've been prepared for. And I will bless you to be a liaison and to minister and to travel and to speak at conferences and to be a restoration to the body of Christ. For I'm raising up many with the fire and the anointing of my glory. And that vision of strength that I have done within you is not done in a corner. It's going to be expressed. Yea, in many areas, you will be called upon to glorify my name and set the captive free into high office. You will be equipped to set them free as they are hungry for deliverance. Amen. I mean high office. Amen. Praise God. It surprised you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Our sister needs a touch of healing, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we rebuke this weakness and illness commanded to lift off of her right now. I thank you. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Set her free, Father. Move through her body. Rebuke the fever. Command in Jesus' name for whatever the cause is. Lord, lift it off of her in Jesus' mighty name. Be healed. Glory to God. Amen. That this attack against her, that infection, is lifted off of her. And this intimate situation, upheaval in her lower part of her body, is rebuked. It's cursed and lifted from her. And her mind will be set free. She'll have a good night. She's healed by the stripes of the Lord. But there's other reasons for this. We rebuke it. We lift it from her. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You're dismissed. Thank you very much. Brother Glenn?
Yeah. Brother Clement Humbard, will you come up here and dismiss us, please?
Oh, I thought that might have been Clement.
Yeah,
come on up, brother.
Francis.
Yes, Clement.
Amen, amen.
God bless you, my dear brother. We bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I don't believe in dismissal.
Well, hey.
Stand to your feet, please. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. We pray you'll be blessed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Power, power, wonder-working power
in the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood. power.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.